Hello, 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 my lovelies. Hello, hi, Joe Warwick here, and welcome, welcome, welcome to day four of Selling is Easy. Soulful selling is easy. Now, we have been exploring how you can tap into all those places, all those times, all those moments that help you come into feeling confident, feeling aligned, feeling more like yourself, and bringing that presence. Because the two key things to selling are presence and then having the right formula. Okay, so we've been talking about presence, we've been talking about raising your prices, we've been talking about value, 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 value. This all comes down to value, by the way, and I will go more into that tomorrow. But we've been exploring what your clients want, as in their desires and dreams, but also their pains. And this leads us on to a slash two-part bit of script, no script, and your intuition. So when doing a good sales process in person, on the phone, when you're actually interacting with someone, you can also do it over email and messenger, but it's not quite as easy. This is very much when you're leading the dance. And the dance of selling, you have to give a good experience. Like dancing, you do not want to dance with someone who stands on your toes, who is out of rhythm to the music. We all know the difference between dancing with a partner who is a good dancer and a bad one. And we might forgive the odd mistake, but we all know that feeling of when it's moving smoothly, we're enjoying it, we're having pleasure in it, and we're led to an outcome. And I had a great expression yesterday that if you're going to take somebody on a ride, you need a car. And I thought that is great. I always use cars to say about getting from A to B, your journey, your evolvement, how we and our body, mind, body and energy, we need to have a good vessel to move the energy through our bodies. So all this stuff about your soul needs the a presence to it to be fully present. It needs to have good alignment of your vehicle. And your vehicle is your mind and your body, okay? And the energy needs to be able to flow through that. So you need to, when you have got it working, is when you feel those moments that you feel confident, you feel aligned, you feel relaxed, you feel at peace, you feel like everything is in flow, you feel like it's unfolding naturally. That is when your soul and your vehicle, your car, are working together. Your mind, your body, your energy are all working together. You're in alignment. And then there's variations of being in flow, the receptive mode, and then being in, Jessica Kaber-Lynn calls it super flow. But it is that high intensity, high in performance element where you're really buzzing and going fast. So in other programs, I describe it as the three lanes when driving on the motorway. You know, you've got your outside lane, the faster lane, you've got your middle lane, which is the kind of trundling long lane, and then you've got your slow lane in the middle lane. So I'm mixing my metaphors brilliantly, but I will come back to the point. You've got to have that presence first and being in alignment. I cannot bang on about that enough. It's everything, everything, everything. And I go into this more in my handbook, the Soul-Led Woman's Handbook to Success in Life and Business. I go on about it in all my trainings. Everything I do for success in your business has to start with you. Everything in the success with your life has to start with you. And it has to start with this alignment. Because when you connect to your soul, when you connect to that truth, when you connect to those moments of and being able to know how to tap into it and make it happen, you actually end up, you know, super potent, super powerful, and you're connecting into the universe and you're not working alone. You're tapping into this power, this knowledge, this information of your intuition, of your gut, of the energy of manifesting and creating. Okay. And without it, without the soul, without the soulfulness, it's hard work and it's effort because you're trying to drive your car without any fuel, without any energy. Now, in one of my programs, Money and Love, the Fuel to Your Life, I really talk about the essence of this fuel. So it's the same fuel, that same sensation when you're dancing, okay? But we've been really talking about that. You've been finding some ways where you tap into it and you can really help yourself have that presence. Now, when you come into the call, that presence has to be bought in because you've done the preparation. And as you heard me say in the free training, that you are bringing up that energy by dancing, by meditating, and getting yourself in the right energy before you start. Yeah, getting yourself energized, getting yourself relaxed and open. Okay, so that when you enter into this sales call, this sales meeting, etc., you're an open body, and then you have your open hips, you have an open chest, you have an open palms, and you can listen. Okay, because you're listening with your whole body. Okay, so you're wanting to be able to listen, and you're wanting to be able to listen to the movements of the other person through their words, through the questions, through their body, through their language, through their energy. The more open, more connected, more relaxed you are, the more you tap into your innate intuition as an animal, as a soul. Your body is programmed, absolutely programmed, designed to be able to pick up on other people's non-verbal communication, all right? And it's the non-verbal communication that is essential as well as the verbal communication, all right? So you've got to listen with your whole body and your ears, which is why listening is so important. And with that, it enables you to dance in a way that in the sales call, you're both holding a frame, which we're going to talk about in a second, holding a frame with questions. Now, I apologize, there might be a little bit noise in the background and someone's decided to park right next to me. So you're going to have a frame with your script questions, which we're going to talk about in a second. In dancing, you must have a framework to dance with a partner, and then you have fluidity to move that energy, listen and attune and be led and leading in the dance. Okay, so we've been talking about listening to your gut, listening to your intuition, trusting yourself. So there's got to be some element of fluidity in the sales call, and you can allow that once you know you've got your script or the structure, yeah, for the actual dance that's got to go on. Because there's got to be, in a sales call, the outcome is you want to sell. Quite simply, you want to close. Okay, so there's got to be this three parts to the sales call. First part, it's fact finding. This is all about the questions, all about the diving in and getting them to talk. Okay, now you would have done a little introduction at the beginning about who you are, and this is a hi, nice to meet you, shaking hands, we're going to dance together. And then you want to find out about them. You've brought your presence, you make yourself seem very comfortable, and you are comfortable, and you're relaxed, and you're able to breathe deeply. And so they feel in a safe place to be invited to dance with you. And then you're going to move into this space of answering lots and lots of lovely, great questions. It doesn't have to be tons, but open questions, very important. They must be open questions at first to guide somebody to tell you. Now, what we've been covering the last 2 days, you want to create some questions, some open questions for yourself based on the pains that you opened up to yesterday. We created a few questions there, that the pains of your clients, to get them to explore those pains by not telling them, but asking them and then reflecting back to them. It's really important that you must listen to somebody and then reflect it back to them. And also exploring the desires and the pleasures that they're wanting to have, the dream, where they want to be, where that vision is, and great questions such as, you know, where do you see yourself in a year from now? All the things that I would probably ask you in the same way. I might drop some questions down to help you. And then you're going to open that up so that you get them to keep speaking, and then you're going to listen, and then you're going to keep reflecting it back to them and reflecting it back to them. And then as you're reflecting back, this is the art form, both listening to your intuition about when to say, really tapping into the pain or really tapping into the desire. And you have a structure, but you get led by the way that you're feeling, not to get led off by them, but to guide them down the funnel. This sort of leading them to the close, yeah, And how do you see this working out for you? What will it take for this to be the best investment for you? Yeah. You start to present yourself as you're leading your way down to this close. So you've been getting them to think about themselves. And really, what you're doing is most of the sales process is actually getting someone to think about themselves. It's about how they feel. And then a little bit of presenting of yourself about how you can answer the solution to that. It's really important to be able to offer the solution. So thinking about in what way do I help these people? And why does it matter to me? Well, I asked you that at the beginning. Yeah, I asked you that about how is it that you show up? Why does it matter to you? What's important? What you give to these people? What are the benefits that you're bringing? So to really bring this all together, you're thinking about what is it you do for these people? What's the solution? You're thinking about, you know, getting them to speak about their pain and getting them to speak about where they want to be. And you're moving through that process by creating your own script, and which is why I don't spoon feed this. I'm giving you all the ways to get you to think about it, but they must be open questions because they must come as an invitation. So you're not going to ask someone a yes or no question until down to the end. As you're leading someone down the closing funnel to get them to say yes, you then get them down to yes or no questions. But up to that point, you want them to be nice, open questions that always start with what, where, and why. Yeah, and how. What, where, why, and how. These are the really, really great open questions. Okay, so using those, you can now create for yourself just a structure. Yeah, a structure of knowing your, and I would write it down. You want to leave space in between, but you want to have an understanding. So you know that you're going to do it in your deduction. You know that you're going to get your body in place and that you're going to feel your presence. Make sure you're all set up. And then you're going to set boundaries with the client or with the customer. It's exactly the same when you're doing the sales process and pretty much as you're coaching. But you're going to, it's important to set boundaries, you know, an idea of time, what you're going to do, why you want to ask these questions. Yeah. So that people are nice and clear about what's going to go on. Okay. And you're reaffirming to them. So you're happy for me to ask you questions about this. Great. So you're going to, at the beginning, you can ask these sort of yes or no questions, just confirming. You basically want them to get them to say, yes, we're going to talk about this. And we're going to explore, you know, how best I can help you, et cetera. All right. So that you're really setting the scene. So much is this about setting the scene. So you've already set your presence as the scene. You've set with them boundaries, times, et cetera. Done your introduction. Scene is set. Now you're going to ask them the questions to get them nice and open, nice and talking, feeling trust in you. Then you're going to present to them the solution of what do you do? Yeah. And you're going to present it. It's not a hard sell. You're presenting it. You're reflecting back to them the pain points, the pleasure points, and how you offer the solution. That's it. Yeah? Pain points, pleasure points, desires, dreams, etc. And your solution. Okay? You're going to talk about money. Never avoid talking about money, ever. Money is great. Now, a lot of you, and I will highlight this, one of the reasons people don't sell is because they have a fear about talking about money. They have a fear about receiving money. They have a fear of money in all different ways. They have a negative attitude to money, which is why I have other programs that dive deep into money magic, money, you know, money love, the fuel to your life, exploring into your relationship with money because a business needs money. But don't avoid the money. Once you've got very clear about what your price is, you're presenting the solution, you're presenting the cost, you're presenting the options, yeah? And that's it, yeah? That's it. You're closing the door. You're closing it. And then the art for this, stop talking. Stop talking. You must allow silence. You must allow space for somebody. You've held the space. You've set the boundaries. You've set the clear environment. You've set clear how you're going to help them. You're asking them questions as in, what will it take for this to be a great investment for you? But then you've got to sit in your presence and allow them the answer, okay? Your job is not to talk them into the ground so that they buy from you. This is where you feel confident in who you are and what you have to offer. Because if they're not the right person, you want them to fall away. If there's any part of this sales process that has been hard and sticky, your soul and the universe are telling you this is not the right person. You're dancing with somebody who's standing on your toes. You might be a great dancer, but your customer is standing on your toes and you don't want that. Your ideal customer, client, etc., will dance with you in harmony. It will feel effortless. It will feel easy. You'll come off the call feeling excited. You'll be able to set down all those practical bits. Yeah. And that's very important that you follow up with them and that you make sure that you're very clear about how the payment structure is going to be. I would suggest always getting payment on the call. Always. Some form of payment on the call that is done and dusted, ideally, unless you're doing very high end. But I would say about taking a deposit on the call. You want to close that. You want to make sure someone's invested. And we'll get a bit more tomorrow about that. But we've covered quite a lot today. And you may want to listen to this a few times. But we have covered about presence. We have covered about setting the scene. We have covered about exploring the questions and using what you have already been setting down over the last, 3 days, looking at why you do it. You know, what is it that you want to be able to offer? What's your solution? What are you actually selling? The client's desires and pains and the questions you ask to get them to that. You know your clients, you know what you need them to experience and you need to take them there. I encourage you today to write your own script. Yeah. Just giving you an outline. Make sure you write an outline to know all the things that we've talked about today, but also those questions, writing down those questions so that you have them as reference, so you start to know them. And once you know them in your head, it's so much easier to allow the space for intuition. Yeah. You're looking to guide someone through a pleasurable experience, to take them through this nice dance and then move them into, this is the solution, closing questions. So then we're into the yes or no questions. We're into this is the money and then getting payment. All right. But it's all that preparation bit that makes the close so much easier because the client has sold it to themselves. And that's the number one key of soulful selling. The client has sold it to themselves, not you. They have sold it to themselves. They trust you. They've been heard. You've got them to think about stuff. They've already had a transformation on the call. They know that they're going to have more with you. You're presenting a solution. Boom, it's easy. Okay? Very exciting. And what I really want you to do is get this in place and put it into action. You can put it into action with any sales call. You can put it into action with friends. You can put it into action with family. You can put it into use these techniques to practice anywhere and everywhere, to listen, practicing about, what sort of questions you get someone to open up and ask. You can practice it today. You can practice it on, if you've got any clients and use it with existing clients, with things. You can also be practicing the different elements about your presence, etc. All right. So go forth. I'll have a little think about a few questions as we're coming into today. And as today, I also mentioned there were a few things that can help you with other programs that I do. If you have issues around money, allowing money, upgrading your money, getting to the money, seeing money as something so natural and easy, but instead you've got a whole load of negative stuff around money. Money is key in selling and very key in the business. So there's my stuff around money. And there's also knowing how to, the fuel and energy part, so the presence part. So if you're interested, reach out to me. We shall connect about that. But good luck today. I will drop off some questions.